My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the lovely, talented, dazzling, delightful, and just otherwise wonderful star of the Capitol Steps. Elena, how are you?
Well, I'm disappointed. We lost one of our favorite candidates this week, but are you getting Mitt fever yet?
I think Republicans are slowly contracting it, at least the ones that weren't behind him in the first place. You know, with all the flirtations with other candidates, all the way down from even Donald Trump briefly got a close look, and then Herman Cain, Rick Perry, Newt Gingrich, Rick Santorum, and of course you're referring to Santorum, who dropped out on Tuesday, so it's kind of a lonely place to be now, the Republican presidential field.
Well, fortunately, one candidate is still hanging in there for the comedians, and that's Newt. He bounced a check this week. I guess you heard that.
He did. He's apparently, by his own admission, $4.5 million in the hole, and the fee to get on the ballot in Utah is only $500, and yeah, it bounced. So.
Well, I mean, isn't this the guy who's also preaching that the government should be able to balance its budget? So he's how much in the hole?
$4.5 million. You know, compared to $15.5 trillion, I guess that's not too bad. But when it's your own personal situation, probably doesn't help the argument, and maybe one of the reasons why he's probably not going to be the nominee. So, you know, that just leaves Ron Paul then, and we haven't heard much from him lately. So,
well, and weddings are expensive, so you have to understand that this guy has spent a lot of money. And I guess you know that in the Capitol Steps show we have a song about Newt's three wives, and I think we're going to play that today. And you have to picture this because the Capitol Steps only have two women in the show.
Uh-oh.
So we have the third wife is you'll hear suspicious baritone tones on the third wife.
Yeah, that does not bode well for whoever that third person is. But here's the Capitol Steps and the three little wives of Newt.
And now for the cultural portion of tonight's program. The Capitol Steps present a new opera by Gilbert and Sullivan entitled The Merry Wives of Gingrich.
Three little wives of Newt are we.
I'm number one.
I'm two.
I'm three.
Newt is a cheat and we're his cheaties.
Three little wives of Newt.
I taught him high school geometry.
We started dating in 93.
Wanted an open marriage with me.
What is a girl to do?
Three little wives, one thing in common. Married to a philandering Brahmin. We didn't even see it coming.
Three little wives of Newt. Three little wives of Newt.
After surgery,
then he met you and he left me.
He'll be with me through eternity.
We should have neutered Newt.
From three little wives, take two away.
One little wife remains, but hey,
she could be gone by election day.
We little wives aren't fools.
We only want his jewels.
Three little wives, he'll all unwary. Chose an adulteress how to marry.
Now a divorce is necessary.
What? A divorce?
Oh yeah, I found a real sugar mama this time. I found someone who will pay. It's sweet little Fanny Mae.
Ah, a little reference to his lobbying, I guess, on to some extent for Fannie Mae, though he wouldn't call it lobbying. But Elena Newport there as wife number two. And I have to ask why you assigned the male character to wife number three.
That's Callista, actually. Yes.
Right.
we actually were technically inaccurate. That was Freddie Mac, I guess, that he lobbied for. But, you know, it's not the only inaccuracy in the Capitol Steps show.
Is it now? Do we hear more from the fictional Callista right there than we've ever heard from the real Callista in public?
Yeah, what is with that? I mean, let's get these wives out there a little bit more. You know, they could be funny.
Yeah, it's apparently good for Republicans. They got Ann Romney out there, and holy smokes, everything exploded in the last week with that comment from the Democratic operative. So.
Oh, it's going to be a good year.
Are you the people that jump on Twitter as soon as anybody says anything and tries to make it as huge of an issue as possible?
And immediately believe it, yes. Which is a song in itself, I think.
Stirring up trouble wherever they go, the Capitol staffs.
Right. Elena? And 140 characters or less.
There you go. Elena, thanks for your time. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol staffs. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capitalsteps.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.